From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The State Department is targeting the Arab world with a new magazine that's intended to promote a positive view of the United States. The magazine is called Hai. It's printed in Arabic. It's aimed at 18 to 35-year-olds, and articles cover social and cultural issues. Some Arabs who have seen Hai are skeptical, as NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Beirut.
Inside the bustling Virgin megastore here, Lebanese and Arab shoppers snap up a host of American products. DVDs like Made in Manhattan, starring Jennifer Lopez, are selling briskly here, as are CDs by Britney Spears and Eminem. At the magazine stand, American publications like Vogue, Time, and Newsweek far outnumber Arabic magazines. Just last month, Virgin added the publication Hai to its collection. It's so new, few here have heard about it. But after leafing through the glossy for the first time, 20-year-old Lebanese design student Laura Howie seemed impressed. She said she might consider buying Hai, despite its $2 price tag, a hefty sum for most young Arab adults.
The name is attractive, and we like Arabic magazines that are, you know, not all full of interviews and stupid things. Yeah, this is interesting, I think.
The State Department is banking on readers like Laura. It's sinking more than $4 million worth of taxpayer money into the project. 50,000 copies have hit newsstands from Morocco to Kuwait, and U.S. officials say they hope to eventually reach a circulation of 250,000. Ad agency Saatchi & Saatchi Levant will soon start marketing the magazine, and CEO Ili Khoury says he's confident it'll be well-received.
It's a quality youth-targeting magazine that opens the door of a dialogue, and that is without doubt an American effort. But it's certainly not a propaganda thing.
The first two issues included a report on American college life through the eyes of Arab students, a feature about the growing prominence of Arab music in the West, and a story about internet matchmaking. The magazine steers clear of politics. A State Department official recently characterized Hai as a vehicle for American values. In a working-class neighborhood of Beirut, several college students peruse the magazine outside a local snack shop. Sporting a Nike baseball cap, 20-year-old Hassan Mustafa said the content seemed rather familiar and not terribly challenging. Most of the topics could be found in any Lebanese magazine, he says. I'd be more interested if the magazine talked about why Americans support Israel or why they did what they did in Iraq. His friend, 21-year-old Ahmed Jabouri, adds, most Arab youth already admire American culture and people. It's the American government that's the problem, he says. Attacks against America are due to the behavior of the American government, he says. If it changes its policies, we'll change our views about it, but not because of a magazine like this. Rami Khoury, executive editor of the Beirut newspaper, The Daily Star, agrees that Hai magazine is misguided and, in his view, a waste of money.
I think it's another example of the confusion and, I would even say, total incompetence of the United States official organs in dealing with the issue of Arab public opinion.
Student Hassan Mustafa says it's clear to him that Americans know nothing about the Arabs, and what's really needed, he adds, is not another magazine marketing American culture to Arabs, but rather a publication which informs Americans about the Arab world. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.